You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach, talking Boston Red Sox with MLB.com's Red Sox beat reporter Ian Brown. We are almost upon the opening of another season, a season with very high expectations and a lot of excitement around the Boston Red Sox. So I have five questions for you, Ian. And number one is, what's the biggest reason that this team will achieve what it is set out to do, which in Boston, in any good year, is not just get there, but win the whole thing?
Yeah, you know, you usually start with pitching when you ask a question like this, but I really like the hitting this team has. I really like the lineup. Even in spring training, you can see guys feeding off each other. They're really fired up to play with each other, whether it's, you know, David Ortiz and Pablo Sandoval, or, you know, Hanley Ramirez and Dustin Pedroia. You see them already kind of forming that thing where they're just they're kind of pushing each other, and they're, you know, you've seen it in some of the spring training games where, you know, one guy hits a double and it's kind of going all the way through the lineup, where you've seen that contagious thing, which you just didn't see at all last year. So I think lineup depth is going to be like one of those Red Sox teams we've been more accustomed to in recent years than the one we saw last year.
With the sheer number of guys who can hit, I mean, they've got more than nine competent, quality major league hitters. In that regard, do you see a parallel to that 13 team, which just had so many guys they could just throw at you in waves?
Yeah, this team's got a ton of lineup depth. I mean, their bench, you know, they have guys that a lot of guys would love to have in their starting lineup. And, you know, Clay Buchholz even said the other day that this lineup reminded him of 07, which was another really dominant Red Sox lineup that had, you know, weapons not only, you know, in the starting lineup, but on the bench also. So it can be that real relentless type of lineup. And, you know, you're basically also adding two players with Pedroia and Napoli, because they were shells of themselves last year with the hand injuries they were dealing with. And both those guys, you can just see the confidence those two guys have right now, and it just makes their lineup that much deeper.
So what would be the one thing that keeps this? And question two is, what's the one reason they don't achieve those goals and fall short?
Yeah, the reason would be the pitching, whether it's starting or in the bullpen, because, you know, you look at the pitching and you're still wondering, you know, are they going to get enough production from the starting rotation? You're asking a lot of Clay Buchholz. Now, we all know what Clay Buchholz can do when he's right. But if he's not right, you know, you really want, do they have that frontline starter? I think Porcello is going to be a pretty good number two. You know, I think Wade Miley, you pretty much know what he is. He's not going to win 20 games, but he can be a pretty good innings eater, keep you in most of the games. And I think Kelly, by and large, will do the same. I think Justin Masterson's a big question mark right now, because his, you know, he had all the problems last year. His radar gun readings were way down. This is the guy who was throwing 95 2 years ago. Last year, he was down in the mid-80s. In spring training, he's been in the mid to upper 80s. You know, maybe that comes back when the adrenaline kicks in, when he builds a little more arm strength. But right now, you know, you're a little worried. You know, is Masterson going to be closer to what he was in 2014, which was not a very good pitcher, or 2013, which was a guy who not only started opening day for the Indians, but really earned that start the way he pitched that year?
Question three, who's the most pivotal guy on the 2015 Red Sox? Not their best player, but the guy where if he has the year that he can, things are good, and if he doesn't, things are bad.
Yeah, I would really say Buchholz for the pitchers. I mean, he's the one guy, he really can be that ace that they need. And if he could just kind of have that year where he just finally puts it all together, not just for a couple months, not just for a couple weeks, but for a full season, I think that could make an enormous difference in how big this Red Sox team would be. And then maybe they don't have to mortgage part of their future to go out and trade for an ace.
It seems like the indications of that this spring have been pretty positive. Are you buying it? Do you like what you're seeing from Buchholz?
Yeah, I love what I'm seeing from Buchholz right now. I mean, I've seen nothing but positive from him. Just from his demeanor, he looks engaged. He looks excited to be there. He looks excited about the role he's taken with the other pitchers on the team, and just the stuff. I mean, the stuff is the most important thing, and the stuff looks like it's getting back to where it was a couple years ago. Where last year he was really gun shy. He wasn't convinced that arm injury he had the year before was behind him. I think he was worried he was going to blow his arm out on one pitch, and then just it snowballed from there. His mechanics got screwed up, and he lost his confidence. But to me, he looks like he's back.
Question four: what's the biggest question? What's the biggest unknown about this team that will get answered between now and October?
The bullpen. You know, you go into the year with a 39-year-old. He's going to be 40 by the time the season starts, and Koji Uehara, he's already had some health problems in spring training. So, you know, can this guy still be a closer on a championship caliber team. I think I was a little bit surprised when they signed him for 2 years, just based on what we saw in the second half of last year. So back into the bullpen, I mean, any sort of championship team needs a ninth inning, you know, a guy in the ninth inning they can rely on. So to me, that's a huge question.
If Uehara either is physically not right or struggles, is there enough there? Are there enough alternatives, enough other options to make that work if they have to do without him being at his best?
Yeah, Matthew, I really think that they're sort of grooming Matt Barnes to be their sort of closer in waiting, where I think that if something happened to Koji early in the season, I think you'd see Mujica kind of as the short-term solution. I don't think they look at Eddie Mujica as a longer term. I think they think that eventually hitters start to catch up to him, much like you saw in St. Louis a couple years ago. So I think that Matt Barnes, they think his stuff could really play up nicely in the bullpen. So I think they want to get a good look at that this year.
It sounds a lot like a couple of World Series championship teams I covered. That can be a successful formula. And then question five is the hard one. Give me a bold, interesting prediction. I'm not asking you to tell me they do or don't win the World Series. Yeah, give me a bold and interesting prediction about the 2015 Red Sox.
Yeah, the one guy that I think people are sleeping on a little bit is Mike Napoli. I think he's going to have a huge year. You know, we haven't seen him yet have that year in Boston like the ones he had in Texas. Obviously, everyone remembers the big hits he had in the postseason in 13, but he didn't have a monster year. And I think that this is the healthiest he's been since he's been here. I sense him really kind of excited to kind of prove what he can do, and oh, by the way, he's in a contract year too, which never hurts. And he got the sleep apnea thing taken care of over the off season. He had a ton of things he played through last year, so I just think that, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if he had a 30-95 type year, which Red Sox haven't seen that yet.
There we go, good stuff. All right, Ian Brown, thanks for taking some time to chat here on MLB.com Extras, and thanks everybody for listening.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is now available. Watch over 250 spring training games and every regular season game live or on demand in true HD. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices, every night on every device. Visit MLB.tv for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply.